What's up, fans? Our partners here at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, sports developments, including this year's NBA Finals, NHL Hockey Conference Finals, Major League Baseball, and the latest fighting news, even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use our promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, to get the bonus and get into the action. Bet online where the game starts. Not only does Bet Online sponsor the Boss Man Show, they'll sponsor you too. Get Bet Online today because the Boss Man said so. Man Show, associate head coach of UMKC, the Roos. It's Joe Esposito, a guy I've known since I was a kid. He's on that show now. Coach, what's up? How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. It's hard for me to imagine that you were a camper at one time. I don't know if that's good or bad. Maybe I'm just getting old. That's not good. I don't know. But, you know, it's funny because one of the players that's coming to play for us here at UMKC, his dad was one of my players at Angelo State. So, that's just, you know, that whole longevity thing. And before I get in trouble, it's not UMKC anymore. It's Kansas City basketball. So okay. I got to make sure I keep that out there and get that clarified because I sometimes forget, but that's what it is. But great to see you.
Yes, and folks, it's funny. Like, Coach, I've talked to LC Cole and Johnny Cole and Rod Reed and James Reese. I was all you all's camps as a kid. So it's now having you all on my show. It's like full circle. I'm getting older. You all getting older too.
That's awesome, man. LC Cole, man. He was a great guy. He was so enthusiastic. Him and his brother in the football program. And man, I love TSU. That was a good place. It was a fun place to be. And some of my finest years with Frankie Allen that really got me kickstarted to get into the Power Five. So I owe a lot to Frankie Allen and what he was able to teach me in those years.
Now, how is Coach Allen doing? I haven't talked to him in years. Is he still doing radio for UMES or?
Yeah, he's still doing some radio. He got some radio gigs and doing some consulting, and he's doing great. You know, he's living that retired life. He was a guy that I really respected. He was a great coach. And he was great in the community and did some great things at TSU. And you look at the NCAA tournament appearances and you look at the years he had with Carlos Rogers and some of the great players that he had and what he did at Virginia Tech. And he's one of the better coaches out there that sometimes I think didn't get the credit that he deserved. But a guy that I truly respect and I can call him my friend.
And it was cool for me, Coach, to come over from Atlanta to camps with you guys, man, and meeting Carlos Rogers, meeting Anthony Mason, meeting Monty Wilson and Jeff Johnson, those guys as a young dude, you know. And I know that Monty lives in Atlanta now, so.
Yeah, a lot of tradition there. You know, when you look at the school and the history of the school and the Oprah Winfrey's and the Ed Tuttle Jones and all the things that happened at TSU, I love the place. And it was one of the places I think I really started to get a little heavier because the food was unbelievable. I can remember sweats right down the street.
Yes.
Best pork chop I ever had in my life. So it was a lot of fun living there. And those 3 years that I was there, TSU was great.
Now, Coach, I'm going to ask you a question. You kind of leave it to a question I had later. I'm going to ask you, asking this, we brought up food. Now, what's better, barbecue, Kansas City or Memphis? I know you're in Memphis as well.
I got to say Kansas City because I live here now. Careful. But I'll tell you, that rendezvous at Memphis barbecue was pretty good too. But I'm starting to get to know the places here. You know, we've had a few recruits in, and we've had an opportunity to, you know, go to different restaurants here. You know, there are famous Gates and Jack Stack, and there's a whole bunch of Q39. There's a whole bunch of them, but they've all been pretty good. I'm not a huge barbecue guy, to be totally honest with you, but I'm not a spicy guy. And But I do like the dry rub, and I know that Memphis, you know, Rendezvous probably had the best that I've ever had.
Yes, and I love when I go work the Grizz games because I get some Rendezvous nachos. Pulled chicken. I'm not much of a pork guy, but I'm a pulled chicken guy. But it hits the spot. You know, I try to watch my portions. I want to stay in shape. But, you know, when I go to Memphis, I got to give me some of those. And at the media center, I got to give me some of those chicken, pulled chicken nachos, Coach. And I love it with the Grizzlies. I'm happy they went to the playoffs so I can go over to Memphis and get me some.
No question. You know, that just kind of brings me to a topic of, I've lived in great places. You know, when I look at all the places that I've lived and now moving to Kansas City, Kansas City is a great city. I didn't know too much about Kansas City. Obviously, I knew about the Chiefs, you know, Pat Mahomes, who was a quarterback at Texas Tech when we were there. So I had a chance to watch his career in college. And I didn't know a lot about Kansas City. But now that I'm here in Kansas City, all the places I've been, the Memphises, the Minnesotas, the, you know, even the Lubbock, Texas, that people said, oh, you're not going to like Lubbock, Texas. I loved it. So I'm really blessed that I've been in some really great cities. And I'm really starting to, you know, warm up to Kansas City and the city. And it's been great so far. Went to a Royals game, first Royals game that I've ever been to. Now, they're the worst team in baseball, but it still was fun.
Oh, yes. Yeah, man, look, you know, I'm on cloud now because my Braves won the World Series. I'm on cloud now right now, Coach, on baseball.
Well, first of all, let me just tell you, I'm the biggest Mets fan ever, so I can't stand the Braves. And I'm so glad that we're 10 games up right now, and hopefully we'll hang on. As soon as we get our pitching, this is not the year of the Braves, my friend.
Hey, I'm surrounded high, Coach. I'm happy we got this World Series. I'm right. Hey, look, when the Falcons choking and the Hawks choking, we finally got somebody to win something here in Atlanta.
Yeah, they've always been good. So you've been right there with them.
Yes, sir. And Coach, let's get some, man, you worked for some great guys. Like you said, Coach Allen, how about working for Coach Smith? You know, Chubby Smith is a guy I respected for many years. A very even-keeled guy. Just want to help young men, help his staff as well. Talk about working for him. And what did he mean to your career as well?
Yeah, he Chubby Smith, to me, he was like a father figure. I get chills just talking about him. A guy that I dearly love and a guy that really taught me the business and doing things the right way. And that, you know, it's not all about the things that people think college basketball is about. It's about helping young men develop and having the opportunity to watch them grow as individuals and as student athletes. And, you know, Tubby was a by the book guy. I mean, there was no ideas of ever us going out there and cheating or doing anything that we weren't supposed to do. We were by the rules. And I really respected that. You know, one of his favorite sayings was the softest pillow at night is a clear conscience. You know, when you go to bed at night working for Tubby Smith, you know you're doing everything the right way. And he just helped me in so many ways. You know, when I was with him, I went through a divorce, you know, and that was something that he was right there for me, you know, with my kids and everything. And I'm remarried now, and second time's always better, my friend. I can tell you that. So I've been blessed with a beautiful wife and just a great situation. But Tubby was there through all of it. You know, my dad died. Tubby was there. All the things that he did to grow me as a man, to grow me as a coach, to grow me as a father, a husband. I'm indebted to him. I think arguably the best college basketball coach to ever coach the game and by far the best overall coach. And I mean that in every aspect of his game. I love him to death and I do miss working with him, but we stay in contact. I'm sad that he left the game because when he retired, I think we lost a great coach and somebody that, you know, represented our, you know, our college basketball community in a great way. So we definitely miss Tubby Smith.
And also, then you got with Coach Menzies and UNLV, special assistant to him. And now you're with him here at Kansas City with the rules now, doing your thing. Man, talk about Coach Menzies, man. I've always respected him as well. Always done for the game as well.
Yeah, Coach Menzies, Marvin's the greatest. You know, I've been friends with him for over 30 years. I can remember when I was head coach at Angelo State and I recruited a couple of his players. And he was the assistant coach at Santa Monica Junior College. And that's how we met. And we stayed friends ever since. We've always talked about that opportunity of, hey, someday we're going to work together. And, you know, we had a chance for only 1 year at UNLV. When he got the UNLV job, that's when I went to Memphis with Tubby. And he wanted me to go to UNLV with him. And I just couldn't do it. I had to stay loyal to Tubby. Tubby's been so good to me. And we just rebuilt Texas Tech and seeing that program change from when we got there, you know, four last place finishes, four coaches when we got to Tech. And then in year three, we get them to the NCAA tournament. And then with a good host of our players, they go to the Elite Eight. and then they go on to the Final Four. So we feel really proud of the fact that we really built that Texas Tech program. And because Tubby left to go to Memphis, that opened up UNLV, and I didn't go with Coach Menzies, unfortunately. But now that I'm here at Kansas City, I'm excited. He's definitely the only coach that I know that recruits as hard as he does. He is the hardest working recruiting coach that I know. He has an unbelievable relationship with his players. He's a guy that really you can look up to. You know, every day has been fun so far since we've been here. We're actually living together right now in a hotel. So we're getting to know each other even more than we ever did. But I'm really blessed to be with him. He's a super coach, and he's going to do great things here. And if you look at what he did at New Mexico State, you know, 9 years, 8 championships, amazing. I mean, there's not a lot of coaches that can say that. So he's one of the best in the business. I'm proud to be with him, and I'm looking forward to great things here at UMKC. Oh, Kansas City basketball.
Yeah, it's hard to be. I'm so used to it myself, and so it's hard, man. It's so hard, Coach. Now, let me ask you this, man. How has the game changed since you got into the game in the early 80s? Because It's just – how is it – you've seen the game has changed all these years. What's your opinion about the game, where it is, where it was, and where it is now?
Yeah, the game has totally changed. You know, when I got in the 80s, you know, it's just a different game. One of the biggest differences is that kids are just different. You know, there's so many things happening to them now. And I think you can attribute a lot of that to social media. You know, there's so much pressure about, you know, how many likes do I have, and how many followers do I have? And they're all trying to press other people. And, you know, I think there's a lot of things that I don't like about the game at this point. I'm not a huge fan of the portal. You know, I'm not a huge fan of the portal. I think that the portal is a way for kids to quit and move on. And everybody's, you know, just right. As soon as something doesn't go right, they push the reset button. Just like when they're playing Xbox, whatever, PS2 or whatever they're doing, you know, when the game's not going well and they're losing a game on that, you just push reset. And that's not reality. That's not life. And seeing all these kids transferring and all these kids going and trying to find something better, and, you know, whatever happened to just digging down and just working harder and being the best you can. And, you know, I don't like that whole avenue of teaching kids to quit. But, you know, you have to adjust. If you're going to be in the business as long as I've been and as long as some of these other coaches have been, it's all about longevity. And this is year 36 for me. And when I look at it, you know, I've got to adapt to the type of kids there are today. And I think the kids nowadays just need to be pushed differently. I think they understand differently. I think you got to show them more. You got to show them more video. You got to show them more and teach them more. You can't, you know, these kids never have seen Michael Jordan play. You know, they don't even know who Larry Bird is. I mean, when you ask them questions, even Tubby Smith, you know, some of them, who you worked with Tubby Smith, who's he? You know, they were born after he won the national championship in Kentucky. So when you look at the generation and it's hard to be a young kid now. There's no doubt, because you're criticized on social media and they have a lot to deal with. So I think it's a different game, but you have to adapt and change or you can't make it in this business. And I've been fortunate enough to be able to do that. And that's been probably why I've continued to have success coaching.
And Coach, you know, I'll talk about the schemes. I feel like a lot of the NBA schemes and international schemes are not coming to college basketball more and more, with some of the guys from that background coming to coach in college basketball. That's for you as a coach who started in the 80s. How have the schemes now changed as well for you guys to kind of prepare for?
Yeah, you know, the game's changed. I mean, there's a lot of differences, even in the NBA game. You know, how many true centers are there? You know, you talk about, you know, anytime you're watching an NBA game, you know, a lot of these guys now, the bigger guys in the game, could step out. You know, there's a lot of pick and roll action. There's a lot of pick and pop action. And there's a lot more perimeter play than there was in the past as far as bigs. I mean, that's kind of changed, that kind of scheme. I think the game's a lot faster than it was when I first got into business. I think the players are stronger, more athletic. There's so many advances in just the strength and conditioning part. You know, and now that we can take care of kids as far as feeding them and giving them the proper nutrition and the proper things they need to grow their bodies, I think you're seeing a bigger transformation of players when they enter in their freshman year to their senior year. You know, you're seeing their bodies just get stronger and bigger and faster. And so I think that all has to do with the evolution of strength and conditioning and what these strength and conditioning coaches are able to produce and do. So the game's changing. It's definitely a faster game. There's way more pick and rolls, pick and pops that have ever been. You know, screening action is something that you see way more of nowadays than back when I first started. And then just the technology, analytics is changing the game as well. You know, there's so much stuff out there about analytics. You know, it's crazy. It's almost to the point of just ridiculous. They can tell you almost anything, combinations and who's out there with who, and you know how many times you scored doing this and how many times you scored doing that. And all these programs really make you dig into how they can help you better your team. And all the video and all this incredible stuff we have here that, you know, they can recognize the kid's face on the court and follow them around, and just shot trackers and watching them and video. Everything you can do now is amazing. So kids today have a lot of advantages because they can really be, you know, a student of the game and see everything that they're doing wrong and get themselves better.
And coach, for you in your career, what has Atlanta meant to you for us finding diamond in the rough guys? Because everybody can't go to Georgia Tech in Georgia, here in Atlanta. So talk about recruiting in Georgia, recruiting Atlanta, and specifically about how the culture here and how the AAU programs are and high school coaching is, and finding guys who are prepared to play college ball for you day one rather than have to get them into that mode.
You know, I think Atlanta is one of the hotbeds of high school basketball. I've been really fortunate. I've signed probably about 20 kids out of Atlanta. I can remember back in the day, guys like Jamie Roberts, and you know, these are guys that were in Albany, Georgia. Keith and Kevin Samuel, and just a couple of years ago, Victor Inu, we signed at Memphis. He was a Memphis kid. I'm sorry, not a Memphis kid, an Atlanta kid. Going up to Norcross High School and recruiting that area. And, you know, Tubby got a great one at Norcross when you look at Jody Meeks. There's always been really good players that came out of Atlanta. I really appreciate the high school coaches there. I think it's a great place. I think the from the Atlantic Celtics, you know, and all those organizations that have been around since I started coaching, there's been great players out of the state. So I do follow Atlanta basketball. I definitely do. I know a lot of coaches there. And Jabari Smith, I had a chance to coach him just last summer. I was a high school coach, so I was able to coach in the Bengals All-American game, and he was on my team. And seeing him develop, you know, I watched him in high school develop, and he may be the first pick in the NBA draft this year, or he'll definitely be in the top two or three. The players that have been created out of, you know, Atlanta have been incredible. And I'm a big Josh Pastner fan, so I'm hoping that he continues to – what he's done at Georgia Tech's been fantastic, and I hope he can continue to grow that program because he's got a big time home base there with a lot of great players.
He's a great guy. I feel like we're blessed here in Atlanta. I mean, we have my man Amir Abdul-Rahim up the road in Kennesaw. We got Josh right here in the city. We got Greg Gary down there in Macon. We got Mike White up there in Georgia. So I feel like also Brian Berg down there in Statesboro. So I feel like our D1 schools have got some great guys in the position right now. And I feel like kids gonna have a lot of options now, but I love them all, and I hate when they lose. They're all good guys to me.
Yeah, they are, and all those guys. Some of those guys are younger coaches, like Brian Berg. I can remember he was at Texas Tech, and you know Greg. He was I believe he was at Purdue. You know, so a lot of those guys have really developed and gotten better, and it's a great state for basketball. It's one of the best.
And I feel like to any Atlanta kid listening to the show, I've known Coach Joe for years, so I'm going to give him myself approval. Go play for the Roos in Kansas City. He's a great guy. He'll take care of you. I'll tell you, I'm putting it out there. I've known him for years. This is a good guy. He'll take good care of you.
Well, I appreciate that, and I think we're doing something special here. You know, we're doing it the right way. We've got a great group of guys coming in. We're excited about the kids returning and the kids that we brought in, and we're looking forward to a really good year and building. And as I call BAM, building a monster. You know, that's been my montage since I got to Texas Tech, you know, hashtag BAM. And it's all about building, getting better every day, trying to, you know, really do a good job of, you know, mastering your craft. And as soon as I feel like I'm not learning anymore and I'm not enthusiastic about the game, it'll be time to step away. But right now I got tons of gas in my tank, and I'm looking forward to building this program into a great program with Coach Menzies.
And Coach Joe, tell me about your show in Vegas. Coach Joe Knows on Fridays, man. Tell me about that segment. Now, how did it end up getting started?
Yeah, that was kind of a deal where I got out there and I was coaching in Vegas with Coach Menzies, and I got a chance to meet some people that worked with ESPN and Cofield and Company is a show that's out there. It's one of the top sports shows in Vegas for sure and in the country. And I got a chance to get on there a couple times with them as it kind of just kept getting better and better and better. And then when we left the job at UNLV, I was just sitting out doing nothing. And they said, man, you should come on our show. And it just blew up and it turned into the Coach Joe Knows show. And we did it on every, you know, we changed the days. I did a lot more, obviously, back then when I was living in Vegas, could get to the studio and stuff. But I absolutely loved it. I love the radio piece. I love it. And hopefully someday when I'm not coaching, I can get some TV, radio, you know, spots where I can do stuff like that. I always wanted to be a color commentator. That's what I thought I was going to be before I ended up being a coach. And this coach, Joe Knows, was a lot of fun. And the Cofield and Company show was a great show. And we were able to get great coaches on there from my relationships, you know, with different coaches throughout the country. We've had everybody on that show. And it's been fun. So it's a cool piece. And I really appreciate all the guys in radio. You know, they used to say, I have a face for radio. I don't know if that's a compliment or not, but
that's not rest, yeah. Coach. I'll tell you that, Coach. That's not good.
Yeah, I didn't think that was good. I asked my wife about it. She said, "No, honey, you're fine." So that was good. But whether I have a face for radio or not, I know that I got the love for basketball, and I'm glad I'm a coach.
No doubt. And Coach, you know what's crazy about radio for me? I got started in 2010, man. And how it's changed for even for me. Now I didn't hear a Zoom until 2020, Coach. Now I'm doing video interviews. I had no idea how to do a Zoom. I was strictly, hey, we're going to get on this in the studio and call in at this time. I've become more flexible. Now I can do it from my basement now. I don't have to go drive into Atlanta to the studio anymore. So even for me on the radio side, it's changed since COVID's happened immensely.
Yeah, it has. It's changed even relationships. You know, how many Zoom meetings we do with recruits, you know, with parents and just setting up different things. And you know, during that whole COVID deal, I can remember doing a bunch of Zooms with former players. We had so much fun. You know, we would actually watch a game together. You know, former players like at Minnesota. We had Cubby on there and a bunch of former guys, and we watched some of our NCAA tournament games together. And, you know, the laughs and the camaraderie. And I think that whole culture of the Zoom and stuff really changed a lot of our deals with relationships we're building with our players from the past. So we do so much Zoom now with recruiting and stuff. It's almost like when you want to talk to somebody, you want to do a FaceTime or something where you can see them and it's more personable. So it's been an advantage for us in college basketball.
And Coach, for me as well, getting to see my guests, actually to see you all rather than talk to you on the phone has been so much more fun because we can actually have an interaction. We see each other. Like, you know, for some years I was on the phone with Josh Pazner and, you know, Lorenzo Romar and Trent Johnson, those guys. And now I can see them when I talk to them. Now it's like we have more engaging now because it's not just the phone. We had a relationship, of course, but the phone, but the Zoom made it so much better, man.
It does. It makes it more personal. You know, it makes it more personal. And it's just definitely a cool deal.
Well, Coach Joe, I hope to see you real soon. I'll see you at the Baby the Peach Jam or Lake Point. Hope to see you. I'll be there reporting there, covering that. So hope to see you come to town. We'll go hang out a little bit. Catch up some more, Coach.
No doubt. No doubt. I probably will be down at Peach Jam. So I hope to see you. And look forward to just continually. I'll come on again. Anytime you need me, man, I'll come on. You know, I always take care of my guys. For you to say that you were a camper in my camps, this is a big time feeling. It makes me feel proud. So I look forward to hearing you. Thanks for having me on your show. I appreciate it. And go Ruse.
Anytime, Coach. Thank you so much, buddy.
Thank you.
All right. What's up, fans? Our partners here at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, sports developments, including this year's NBA Finals, NHL Hockey Conference Finals, Major League Baseball, and the latest fighting news, even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use our promo code BELIEVE, BLEAV, to get the bonus and get into the action. Bet online where the game starts. Not only does Bet Online sponsor the Boss Man Show, they'll sponsor you too. Get Bet Online today because the Boss Man said so.